Or it might be hatred, racial bias, thinking we're better than others because of our race or ethnic background, thinking we're superior. Or it might be modern communication can enslave us. I think for some people, they're on the cell phone 24/7, just can't get off. Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all of these things can consume us and control us in life. And then there's the fact that we are sinners and we sin in thought and word and deed day after day. And yet Paul says to us that we are free from sin. And we look at our lives and we say, how is it that we are free from sin? And the answer for us is the answer he gave to the Romans. Because Jesus Christ came into the world, lived his life, suffered and died, rose again, and took all of our sins upon himself. We are free from the guilt, the consequence of sin, and we are now free before God in Jesus Christ. We are his free people. And yet, you know, when we live out our lives, sometimes it doesn't seem that way. We don't seem all that free, and we seem burdened by our sins and controlled by our sins. And as hard as we try, we really don't feel that liberated. How can we know and be certain that we are free from sin in Jesus Christ? How can we know that and be certain of it? The certainty lies in the Word and in the sacraments. When we were infants and we were baptized, and the pastor made the sign of the cross over our forehead and upon our heart in token that we have been redeemed by Christ crucified, it meant that from that day forward, we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to Christ. Every time we come to worship, as we did this morning, and we confess our sins, we receive absolution and forgiveness of those sins. Every time we come to the Eucharist, as we will commune this morning, we receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. And every time we come to worship and share our faith with one another, we do so to build each other up, to encourage each other, to grow in that forgiveness that we have in Christ, that freedom that we have from sin that leads to righteousness and then to eternal life. Or to put it in another way, in life in Christ, we are on the freedom trail, and the end of that trail of righteousness leads to eternal life. Well, 4th of July, a time to be thankful, to rejoice, to celebrate. Why? Because we are American citizens. We are free. God has so richly blessed us in the land that we live in and the freedoms that we have. But more important than that is the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. We are free in Christ to serve him and to love others. We are free in Christ to serve him and to love others. And with that thought in mind about how we can live out this freedom in our world, I conclude with a prayer. The prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. In the name of Jesus, amen.